Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass on Sports Radio 92.9. The game in this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. About to get into the good, bad, and the ugly of Sunday's game. The Top 5 Tuesday is coming up at 7:40 today. Mike, you're back in charge. Can you give the category one more time?
Most painful losses of my playing career. Most painful losses
Brutal.
Of my playing career.
Just brutal.
Yeah. I was trying to go with the angle. It could always be worse. And I'm going to sacrifice my own mental well-being for the sake of Falcons fans everywhere and let them know that it could always be worse. So there we go.
All right. So that's going to be coming up at 7:40. Like I mentioned, the good, bad, and the ugly of Sunday's game. Mike and Bo have been studying the film. Now let's hear from Raheem Morris on how he feels the coaching went.
I love the accountability by Mike. I love the accountability by the guys around him. We didn't play well enough around him. We didn't play well enough for him. We didn't give him the help that was required in order to go out there and win that football game from a special team standpoint or offensive standpoint. You know, played decent when it came to defense. You know, after that first drive, after they went down and was able to score on that big time 4th-and-3 where they got the, you know, the rub route and maybe to hit that play. But, you know, other than that, man, it's great to go watch the tape. It's great to go make those corrections. And it's great to find some real solutions for our guys to go play better.
All right, so he was not mentioning defense there. Where do you guys land on defense in Sunday's game?
Yeah, I know Mike's got some stuff about assignments. I'm just going to go and tell you the defense was fine. Yeah, it wasn't great early that they did get that first drive, but after that first drive, I think they only had like 160 yards of total offense. Yep. Your defense only allowed 224 yards. Ted Aroa McMillan, who is going to be a star, he's already on his way. He might be offensive rookie of the year. Let's put it that way, okay? And he was held to 3 catches and with 8 targets. They broke up passes to him. Yeah, he made some catches, but they did a really good job, I thought, overall. And they kept you in the game. But what you did to the defense was unfair, guys. 20 points came off either a pick six or short field opportunities, whether they were created by an interception or by a turnover on downs on your own side of the field. And that's unfair to put the defense. And the defense held them, what, Mike, 3 or 4 times? I think 3 times, 2 field goals.
Yeah, they did
in those situations. Your defense is second in total yards. You're like 6th or 7th in total points allowed, with only allowing 19 points a game. The 30 looks bad. But that's not on the defense. I'm telling you, 20 of those, the defense to me only gave up 10 points where Carolina had to sustain a long drive.
Yeah.
And that's all you can ask.
Yeah, I have for my good, Allie, I have defensive communication. Now, did you get beat a couple times? Absolutely. But was everybody usually on the same page? Yes. You know, Billy Bowman gets beat on a crossing route. Xavier Watts gets beat on a rub route where they kind of run a wheel from the inside of like a trips formation. That's going to happen. Those are rookies. But they knew where they were supposed to be. They knew what their assignment was. You know, gap integrity, which we talked about a ton after week one, was pretty good. Even when Bryce Young gets the rushing touchdown, Caden Ellis knows that that's supposed to be his guy and tries to fly over the top and make the tackle, just gets outrun. So I thought defense, for even if you didn't like what the output was, which you should have, the communication and the assignment of our defense is clearly a step ahead from where it was 1 year ago.
So it's always great to start with something good, something positive.
Yeah.
But we got to move to the bad at this point. What is your bad?
I've got bad. I've got, and Bo and I might flip on this, I'm sure, but I've got Michael Penix's mechanics. We talked about this yesterday with Dave Archer. He looks like he's stuck in quicksand with his feet. Now, that leads to other problems. It's probably going to lead to a shoulder issue if he doesn't get it fixed and get his feet pointed in the right direction. But it is funny because I've been telling you guys, I've been going through five-year-old baseball with my son. And the first thing you have to teach him when he's throwing is, hey, we want your feet and your hips to be pointed where you're throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Penix, more times than not, more times than you would have liked to see it happen, was not pointed in the right direction. And he's got to have busier feet. He's got to and Arch brought up Peyton Manning yesterday, and I talked about Matthew Stafford. I also always go back to Drew Brees. Drew Brees' feet, I mean, were always moving, constantly moving, in order for him to get his shoulders and hips kind of aligned with where he was throwing the ball. Michael Penix's mechanics, bad on Sunday.
Yeah, and he's a little prone to this anyways with kind of the way his front shoulder gets up. And like, dude, I'm going to tell you something. I love my job. I just want to go ahead and do that. I love my job. Arch and I had a whole breakdown in the booth on Sunday about what can happen when you start selling the ball, right? And the ball is going over people. So I think it's a really good point. And he's got to work on that. One of the things, Mike, have you ever played with a guy that, you know, something is happening in the game and his mood seems to affect his mechanics and his play, where it felt like the more the game went on, the flatter his feet got and the worse the passes got. I mean, I've been watching this film on my iPad as we're sitting here, and I watched it last night as well down here. And when I say this, I don't mean it like I don't understand, but I don't know what I'm watching when they're on the field offensively. It looks like we're playing in recess, where the wide receivers are just running down the field, and you're like, somebody get open!
You got like, one of those balls.
Three Mississippi,
with the route tree.
Four Mississippi.
Have you ever seen those balls with the route trees on them that people play backyard football, and they point to the one on the left? They're like, all right, guys, we're in the huddle. This is the play we're going to run right here. This is what we want you guys to go out there and run this this passing concept. I'm with you. I'm 100% on board with you on that.
Yeah. So you did bad, right?
My bad was Michael Penix. Yeah, Michael Penix's the way he was throwing the ball, his mechanics.
I want to go to ugly. All right. As good as your special teams was, right? As good as it was against Minnesota, it was equally as bad Sunday. You missed two kicks right off the bat. And I'll go ahead and start with this because of the kicks. If you make those first two kicks, it is a 7-6 ball game. 7-6. And you feel good. You feel good about everything. You're in the game. You don't feel out of it. Your first drive was good. It wasn't great because you didn't score a touchdown. But you got around there. You stalled out. You kick a field goal. You're up 3-0. And then maybe they go down the field. I don't even know if it plays out that way. It might not have played out that way because they don't get the ball at, what, the 45-yard line. That's another short field opportunity, right? That's another seemingly short field. You get the ball on your 40 or down. That's a short field to me for an offense in the NFL. Not a real short field, but you start there. But the kickoff returns. I mean, Nathan Carter looked like me trying to field a kick. Ball bounces, hits him in the chest. He grabs it. He fumbles it again. He's like, oh, now he's past the ball. He's got to turn around. Then there was an instance where the ball hits off, and I believe it, I don't know if this was Carter or Brooks one at this point, but the ball hits on him. He's at like the 1 yard line. He muffs it. It goes through the end zone. Well, with the new rules, that ball doesn't go to the 25 or the 30 or the 35. It goes to the 20. So you put yourself in bad situations multiple times because you could field a kickoff return. That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you'd be invested in a guy like Jamal Agnew. But, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, what are we doing here? Also, not to, like, change the subject completely, but, like, you know, I'm out here on this porch, and there's docks and everything in front of me, and I see, like, a flashlight, and I'm like, what's going on over there? Is someone breaking in a boat over there? And I'm assuming it's just a boat owner, but that's where my mind went. You know, it's like Boondock Saints or something
over
here.
You probably need to lay off the Mio just a little bit.
Squirrel.
I'm going to go to my ugly, if you don't mind,
go ahead.
Because we are talking about good, bad, and the ugly right now. The ugly for me was just simply the scheme, or lack thereof. And you mentioned it a minute ago. You're not sure what you're looking at on tape. I'm not either. There was, and I don't know how they have structured the way they're calling plays, right? But usually it's like, hey, this guy's running that. You know, the outside guy's running this, the inside guy's running this. It seems like more times than not with some of our motions, we don't understand which part of the route tree we are. You know, like if it's a flood concept and you're running a corner and a bench route and just, you know, something in the flat, they don't know. It's like they don't know which one they are sometimes. And you mentioned yesterday, two guys in the same area at the same time. I have, you know, I brought this up earlier. The amount of guys running go routes into coverage that are double coverage. And I'm like, I don't even blame Michael Penix for looking completely out of sync sometimes because there's nobody to throw it to. Like, there's nobody to throw it to. And it's not like the protection was awful. He did get laid out one time, and that was a scheme thing as well. I think they brought seven blitzers, and he dropped four, and he's trying to get rid of the ball. And nobody's turning around looking for it. It's like, did y'all not see them rush seven? We've got, and again, I don't know. Is it the receivers? Is it the receiver coach, which is not there anymore? Is it the coordinator? Is it the communication between all of them? I don't know. But the amount of times where you need to get the ball out, and you can't get the ball because nobody's looking. And then on the flip side, you have plenty of time, and everybody's just running down the field blanketed. It's just absolutely frustrating to watch when you turn on the tape and think this was the game plan. Like, can't tell you how many times this morning watching the tape and yesterday afternoon watching the tape, I'm going, this couldn't have been it. Like, this could not have been what they planned on doing going into this matchup with Carolina. Could not have been.
I just watched it. Everyone, I just watched the play. They're at the 49, and everybody kind of runs. Everybody runs down the field, and Darnell breaks an out route, a bench route, whatever you want to call it, right at the sticks. And you know, but it was contested because of that cover three they were playing, and the ball ends up being incomplete. But everybody else just went down the field. It's his only throw. It was his only throw, which was a tight window throw. I don't know. There's something. There's some miss with communication. And if you didn't like that communication, that's why you made a change. Look, I'm not blaming it all on Ike Hilliard and the receivers. I was a big fan of Ike Hilliard personally because of, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I've talked to him a few times. He's a Florida guy. But if you're not doing it, what we got to do? You got to go. And we got to get on the same page. And so whatever you got to do, I don't know, but I do know that TJ Yates has coached receivers before. He coached them here under Arthur Smith. Mike, you pointed out to me, and I went back and I was like, yeah, what years were those? And it was 22 and 23. So, you know, he knows. And I will say this, quarterbacks seemingly know what routes and how they want a guy to run a route for their thing. And I think he could probably help with that process.
Well, we just went through a lot of issues that we faced on Sunday. It feels like Raheem and Co. are trying to fix a lot of that. We're going to dig into that more throughout the show. But coming up next, we'll get into last night's game. Congrats to the Lions. And could we play a familiar face at the Benz this weekend? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair. every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yep. 724 on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. One Shift with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan keeping us on track. In the Huddle is on deck. But look, it is a huge weekend in Athens. Georgia is getting set to host and take down Alabama on Saturday.
Here we go. I'm just telling you, I'm not in the mood for y'all this week, Allie. I'm not. I got a chip on my shoulder. Bama doesn't look very good. You know what I mean? We're gonna fight our way out of this one. Yeah, coming for a battle.
Do you have a confidence level you want to throw out there yet?
Confidence level in Bama getting a victory?
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw it out yet. What if we do this? What if we do it before the wake-up call? And during the wake-up call, we get calls from some Georgia fans, and they'll tell me their confidence level.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the way to go about it. And I'll throw mine out there at 8 o'clock as well, because I don't know how I feel, to be honest.
Yeah, think about it. Process it. Breathe a little bit.
I'll let you know in about 30 minutes.
All right. Well, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is going to be in the middle of all the action. Join us Friday from 2 to 6 for a special edition of Dukes and Bell. From Grindhouse Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street, we'll be locking in for Saturday's big game, along with getting the weekend started a little bit early. That's Dukes and Bell Friday from 2 to 6 at Grindhouse Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street in Athens on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, ahead of the Falcons-Commanders game this weekend, Commanders head coach Dan Quinn said Jaden Daniels remains day-to-day due to his knee sprain. Could see Marcus Mariota at the bench.
Yikes. I think that's... You brought it up earlier. I think that's all Falcons fans need at this point is to see Dan Quinn and Marcus Mariota come in here and give you fits. That's not exactly how you design it. Marcus is a good player. I know that he went through his ups and downs here, and Falcons fans feel a certain way about him kind of leaving midseason. But he's a talented player. He's been around the league for some time. You don't stick around as long as you know he has without having some ability. And Dan Quinn, obviously a talented coach, led this team to new heights. So we'll see how that all pans out. I can tell you this much. I don't want to see Jaden Daniels either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of pick your poison, if you will.
Yeah, I think he'll be back personally. I don't think he'll miss two games. But I noticed some people forget. I saw an article, and it was like, Commanders remain juggernaut offensively despite Mariota playing in place of Daniels. I was like, did they not watch the Packers game, or did that game not happen? I like our defense. We have the second best defense right now in the league as far as total yards, and we're in the top 10, I believe, in scoring defense. Okay, whoever comes in here, if our offense decides to get their act together, I'm not worried about the defense. You know, I'm not worried about who's playing quarterback for Washington. I'm more worried about, is AJ back? You know, what are we going to do for Terry McLaurin? Because AJ shut him down last year. Do we have a plan for that if there's no AJ? Debo Samuel. I'm more worried about the other working parts and who's playing quarterback, because, you know, you've got to take away the other things and make the quarterback beat you. And I think we're more set up to take away the quarterback's legs these days than we have been in a long time, as long as we do it right. And I think if Jaden is in there, you might you might see – that might be the one time where you're willing to take a guy out of coverage and spy him. Because, you know, if everybody wants to spy players, but, Mike, you know this. When you spy a guy, you're now taking a guy out of coverage. So now your DBs have to be even more on point.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and that would be something you'd have to do for a guy like Jaden Daniels. Do want to point out for Falcons fans listening that Terry McLaurin did leave the game as well last week. So he's dealing with an injury as well. I know that he was questionable to return with his quad, the quad. So we'll see how that goes as far as both those guys go for their offense.
Well, the Lions beat the Ravens during Monday Night Football. Lamar Jackson was sacked 7 times, final score 38-30.
7 times. They saw our Sunday Night Football game last week, Bo, and they said, we'll see what we can do.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my beer. And Lamar Jackson, a little bit better than J.J. McCarthy at this point in his career. So that was a good night for them. Really, really good football game. Those two teams, obviously extremely talented. It's just crazy to me that you're looking at a 1-2 Ravens squad with all the talent they have and the ability. So it's kind of shocking, but a well-played football game between two really good teams and head coaches yesterday.
Didn't they start off last year 0-2? And 1-2, and they finally, you can't hit the panic button at 1-2, and I'm not saying you are, but I that's really for Falcons fans because we've hit the panic button now. The difference in the losses, one of them is really bad. Theirs are different, but their defense so far in Baltimore has been a little bit suspect compared to what you would expect. I mean, it's just not the same. You know, the Baltimore so far this year is giving up 32 points a game, Mike. Let me say that again. Baltimore's defense is giving up 32 points a game, and you're giving up 19.7 as they use the Falcons. So it just shows you that not all and everything is the same. And to me, their offense is playing good enough to win games. I know that Lamar did get sacked 7 times, and you got to give Detroit, take your hat off to Detroit, but you cannot give up 32 points a game in this league. And their defense started out slow last year, too, and they got it together. So, not sure why Baltimore has gotten off to multiple years with bad start or slow starts defensively, but I trust they can get it together, but they need to get it together pretty quickly defensively.
This 49ers team, they're just going through it. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa is out for the season with a torn ACL.
And it's not just this year. This is every year. Every year that Kyle Shanahan's in San Francisco, this is what we talk about. We talk about the injuries to Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey. And I mean, like, the list goes on. Every year they have some kind of superstar on this team. And they are so top-heavy contractually that they can't afford. A lot of times they don't have the depth. Kyle Shanahan has to make magic happen with some of the guys they have on this roster, man. It stinks for Nick Bosa, honestly. He's a great player. There's something in the water out there, dude. Like, every single year we have these conversations about them.
Yeah, you pretty much covered it. There's not much more to say. I don't know why they have all the injuries, but I don't know what he does in practice. What's he doing in training camp? What's he wearing these guys out? But, yeah, Mike pretty much said everything needed to be said. It's just every year, and yet somehow Kyle Shanahan does the best he can. I think are they 3-0? Pretty sure they are. So they're whatever is not happening or is happening injury wise, they seem a way to win games.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. Good stuff.
3 games into the season, the Cowboys are down 3 starters on offense for multiple weeks. So they lost Cooper Beebe in week 2. Now, CeeDee Lamb could miss 3 to 4 weeks with a left high ankle sprain, and rookie right guard Tyler Booker is looking at a 4 to 6 week absence due to a high ankle sprain as well.
Now, why does Tyler Booker get 4 to 6 and CeeDee Lamb gets 3 to 4? It's like, it must be the added 140 pounds that Tyler Booker has on CeeDee Lamb. Both these injuries,
that's
I saw both
kind.
Of them on tape. It's those were rough injuries, and I don't even know who I'm being kind to. Am I being kind to Booker or CeeDee Lamb? Because he's probably a little more
Booker.
Slight than he's probably a little more slight Booker. Than his program says he is too.
Yeah, that game against Chicago, easy for me to say. It's the first time that I've seen this year this Cowboys team just look like all over the place. And George Pickens had one of his George Pickens games where he quits on the play, still makes a touchdown, throws his helmet down on the sideline. I mean, They got to be careful there in Dallas because they've got some personalities, and George Pickens is one of them. That thing could come unravel quickly.
Yeah, they don't ever mind bringing in big personalities, but Bo's right. As soon as the things go downhill, and we've, you know, the Micah Parsons thing got out of hand. There's been whispers about what the inside of the locker room was with them. Trevon Diggs has had his own comments at times.
Did he come back in the game when he hurt it? He hurt his shoulder at some point in that game.
I'm not sure.
And because we were in the air, we were flying, and Carolina's a short trip, so I didn't get to see the end of the game. But he hurt his shoulder at one point making a tackle. So, yeah, and you're right. All the Diggs family are big personalities.
Big personalities.
Well, and real quick, I want to mention, because, Bo, you brought this to our attention last week. Deion Sanders, he does think Shedeur Sanders will start for the Browns this year. He joined the Kelseys on the New Heights podcast. He confirmed what you were saying last week, Bo, that the Baltimore Ravens and Philadelphia Eagles called Shedeur, but Shedeur said, thanks, but no thanks.
First off, if you've fallen all the way to the fifth round when you personally thought you were a first rounder and somebody called and you said, nah, I'm good. I'll take the next bus. And you don't know when that bus is coming. That's some testicular fortitude that I probably don't have. But I say all that to say I do not blame his thought process. He wanted to go somewhere where he had an opportunity. And unless Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson get hurt in a game, or you're undefeated into week 16, you're probably not going to get to play. So, or in a blowout. So I don't blame his thought process. I just think that it's a very ballsy move when you've fallen literally from the first round to the fifth round, and then you're making those calls. But again, I have no issue with the thought process.
It will be interesting to see what happens with him throughout the season, see if he starts. Well, coming up, you guys got to avoid it yesterday, but it's time. Man Up Monday on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Is next, and it's Top 5 Tuesday.
Yeah, top 5 most painful losses of my career. I was trying to make everybody feel better, but turns out my own mental capacity got knocked down just a little bit. It's been a rough morning.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's have some thrilling radio here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. I say it's going to be thrilling because Top 5 Tuesday is coming up shortly. Mike is in the list today. It might not be a good thrilling because your list is making me nervous.
Well, I would just say, you can't argue with it because it's my list. And so many, you can't tell me what my pain level was during some of these matchups. Going down memory lane today and lining up the five most painful losses of my playing career.
This is almost like a peek into your soul to see what hurts you, what does not hurt you when it comes to that.
I'm willing to open that up for Falcons. Because honestly, this is a conversation that Grant and I had after the Falcons game on Sunday. We were doing the post game. He's like, man, this has got to be one of the worst losses in Falcons history, all things included. An 0-2 Carolina team, the fact that it's 30-0 and you got shut out for the first time in years. And I was like, yeah, I'm like going back through my mind. The only other one I could think of that was on this level was 2014. The day, it was 3 days after Christmas. We knew after that game, Smitty might be fired. The Falcons, we were just bad, but we were all injured in that game, so that's not included on my list. But, yeah, I mean, you go back through some tough ones over the years.
Hey, before we get to Man Up Monday, I do have to ask you, because we did see your former head coach yesterday, Mike Smith. How was that for you?
That was so cool. That was so cool. So I got to see him at that event last year, and it was the first time I had seen him literally since my playing days. And to get a chance to catch up with him, and, you know, he's the guy that called me on draft night, and I owe a lot to him, but – when you're a coach and you have, you know, 90 players in camp and 50-plus players, like, I don't think you get a chance to have that individual time and to kind of reflect back on some of our, you know, interactions over the years was really, really cool for me. I got to tell you, not only last year, but obviously yesterday and getting a chance to get him on air. It was really, really fun.
Well, it was cool to see the interaction from my perspective because he was lit up talking to you.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine what it was like to play for him.
Yeah. He's such a good dude. And it's funny. I had the Thomas Dimitrov, who was our GM at the time. He was back in here with Steak like a year or two ago. Now he's down in New Orleans. But he was in studio, and I had the same interaction with him. It was like fun to get – you run back through the names of everybody that were parts of those teams. And they obviously put them together. I was just in the locker room. And, you know, hey, have you talked to this guy lately? Hey, what about – whatever happened to that guy? I'm like, yeah, man. Good stuff. So it's always fun to catch up with those guys.
I love that. Well, now that we've got y'all high and excited, we're going to talk about Man Up Monday.
Let's do this.
You got to avoid it yesterday.
Huh.
But we always pay off what we set on Fridays with Man Up Monday. So let's go through your picks from Friday. First, we're going to start with Texas Tech and Utah. Dylan, let's go with Bo's pick first.
I think Utah is a sneaky, hard place to play. I do think Texas Tech can hang, but I would take Utah on the points as well.
Wow. Oh, that's not good.
Wrong. let's see how Mike did on this one, Dylan.
I think I'm going to go with the under on this one. I think that Texas Tech, obviously a high-flying offense, I think that they were always going to be that under their new offensive coordinator. But if you go back to the preseason, they lost. I think Joyner was his last name. They're starting running back in the preseason to a torn ACL. So they even leaned further into that. But I believe in the brand of football that Utah plays, which is a little bit more physical. I think when you match up physicality, you put some pressure on Texas Tech's offense. I don't think they'll perform well against pressure. I think they're not great against the blitz. I think the under 56.5 for Texas Tech, Utah.
Boom. All right.
I was a little bit off on the Utah thing, but the under definitely works. Of course, like you said, 34-10 in that matchup. A close early, not close late, and Texas Tech runs away with it. But I thought the Utah physicality was going to pull ahead for a little bit, and it did not.
All right, so far, Man Up Monday on a Tuesday is going well for you, Mike.
Club's going up.
Not so much. All right, let's move on to the Rams and Eagles game. Let's go with Mike first on this one, Dylan.
Every bone in my body wants to lean Rams on this one, but the Eagles and that offensive line and their ability to run the football just takes the air out of everything. I think the Rams have been improved in a lot of different ways this year. I love the way they've started utilizing more 12 personnel, which – I think that that's probably where Zach Robinson is watching a lot of tape when he's looking at the Rams and putting Matt Stafford under center and doing some of the other, you know, the wrinkles that we're going to start to see rolling out here. But the Eagles in that offensive line, I'm just too big of a believer. And you add in the tush push, you add in everything Jalen Hurts has done on the ground, I think maybe he can throw the ball a little bit more in this game. But I like the Eagles minus the 3.5 points.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
Do you think they're still going to keep using the tush push with all the controversy that's been happening?
It was funny. I said this yesterday or the day before, maybe on the post game, that, you know, Kellen Moore tries to bring the tush push to New Orleans, and they're the ones that got flagged for it. There was so much controversy about, hey, they're going to really be watching the tush push close. Kellen Moore's like, hey, let's give it a go. Oh, my God, we got a false start. Yeah, there you go, man. They were watching you closely.
All right, let's go with Bo's pick for the Rams and Eagles game.
This game is probably one of the hardest games you'll find to pick. With the spread, with the over-under. The over-under, I have it, Allie, I want to make sure it lines up at 44.5. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Thanks for listening.
I want to make sure. I'm going the over on the 44.5. And the reason is because you think both these teams have really good defenses. They can get after you. But if you go back to that playoff game, even with all the snow and everything, what did that game have? Big plays. And I think they have big plays again. I think I'll take the over 44.5.
Look at that.
Check that out. We must have done pretty well.
Yeah, what was the final tally on this, Dylan?
Mike, this week? Big bounce back week for
Let's
you.
Let's go.
4-0-1 because you did have the one push in there. And for Bo, he stays steady. He goes 4-1 on the weekend. That
there
puts Bo at 11-5 on the season. And Mike, you're on the comeback trail a little bit. That was a big week for you.
Needed it.
Yeah, you are now at 7-9 on the season.
Dang, I was that
actually
far
no. You're 7. You're 7. You're 7-9-1 because you had the one push.
Okay. There was one week you had nothing, right?
Yeah, I know. I went over 4 week one.
Yeah,
that'll really hurt your
over 4 week
average.
One.
Average.
Yeah,
that's really hurt you, bud.
Bounce back in a big way.
Well, we're gonna try to tweet out the picks and the outcomes from the 929 Morning Shift account if you want to see the full rundown of how these fellas did.
And a reminder: today's Top 5 Tuesday is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta. Locations. 13 locations for Buffalo's Cafe and only 5 on this Top 5 Tuesday. My most painful losses as a player in my playing career. Now, there could have probably been some honorable mentions. Could have thrown some of those ones out there. But I tried to make it very clear the direction I was going.
Okay.
All right. And you know what? Without further ado, Dylan, let's just go ahead and start with number 5.
Number 5.
27 yards. Eli Manning, three touchdowns.
All his progression.
Watch that ball drop right between two.
Perfect throw. Giants score 24 unanswered points. Would you believe it is now 0 for a career still for the great Tony Gonzalez? The Atlanta Falcons offense shutout. The only points are made by the defense. Matt Ryan's number 2, matching the number of total points of the Atlanta Falcons, who are 1 and done. The Giants now move on to play.
There is a small caveat for this one being at number 5. Now, I'm talking about the 24-2 wild card playoff loss for the Atlanta Falcons in the 2011 playoffs. The game actually happened in 2012. Small caveat, I had surgery like 2 weeks before this, so I was not actually suited up for this matchup. We dealt with a little bit of injuries, but unfortunate day. And I think for Falcons fans listening, they're sitting there going, why are you doing this? I'm just telling you, man. Can always be worse. Now, did you get 2 points of the day? Yes. Did your defense score those 2 points by sacking Eli Manning? Yes. Okay? So just roll with me there. All right, this next one is a big deal because of what week it is. But if you go back to this moment in time, Bama was on the upswing. College game day was in town. A lot of talent in the team that was wearing red and black that was headed to Tuscaloosa.
Number 4.
Georgia from the 25. Stafford wants it all.
Got it.
Touchdown. Mikey Henderson on the first play from scrimmage.
You're welcome, Georgia fans. Welcome, Georgia fans.
It's a shame nobody can see your face but me right now.
Overtime victory. Yes, that I was suited up for this one. I was playing right tackle in Georgia. We actually came back from 10 points down in the fourth quarter to force overtime. Had to kick a field goal there in overtime. Georgia, Matthew Stafford to Mikey Henderson. Absolute dagger. Absolute dagger. Now, that season for Bama, you know, it was Nick Saban's first year. Didn't end up being great. We'll get back to that in a little bit. It didn't end up being great, but at the time, we were ranked inside maybe the top 15, and Georgia, I think, was inside the top 10. It was like, oh, yeah, dude, they're coming to town. They're walking into the gates of Bryant-Denny. We're about to close this thing down, and we're going to get after it. Didn't end up the way we thought it would. Heartbreaking loss for sure. All right, as we move down the docket, this next one
It's kind of up there, but it's different because we were ranked number one in the country mm-hmm. in this matchup, and a certain Heisman Trophy winning left-handed quarterback from Florida said, nah, nah, not your time just yet.
Number three,
Urban Meyer.
I am with Urban Meyer now. I don't think I've ever seen you smile this much. Urban, with his family, you knew this would be a challenge for you. You come in, you knock off number one ranked Alabama, going to the SEC. You win the SEC championship, you're going to the title game. Where does this one rank for you?
Oh, it's number one. It's number one, and we give great credit to our opponent. They were phenomenal. That was a hell of a football game. We had some two major injuries we had to deal with last week.
Thank you, Urban. Thank you. All right, stop playing it. All right, thank you, Urban. All right, thank you for giving credit for, you know, your number one victory of your career being against Alabama and our squad in 2008. We were ranked number one. We felt really, really good going to that game. It was a good game. They end up pulling away right there at the end, forcing a couple turnovers, and we just couldn't get it done. We were able to rise back to the occasion the following year and knock them off in that game, you know, that happened in 2009. But that one in 2008 still stings. Everything mm-hmm. on the line. We're the number one team playing number two in Florida, and just couldn't make it happen. All right, let's move on, and we got to go to – and Bo brought this up earlier. It happened in the Georgia Dome. It was 2012 playoffs. We were a really good football team, but San Francisco rolls into town.
Number two.
Near the goal line. 6 seconds left. Ryan throws underneath for Jones. He makes the catch, is knocked down, and the game is over. The 49ers are going to the Super Bowl.
All right. Cut it off. All right, we don't even want to live in that. I'm just saying it's hard. It's painful. All right, that's what I'm going with. Painful. 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. Yep, make me want to vomit right there.
I'm back.
welcome back.
Hey, Bo, how's it going? Good timing on your part.
I didn't know I was potted up. I apologize. I don't know what happened. I went out, and then I thought Dylan had put me in queue because I texted him and said, hey, I'm something's wrong.
Neither here nor there, my friend. We're just happy that you're back in the fold. And I do, unfortunately, Bo, I think you probably know what my number one is of all time. Most painful loss happened in
number one.
Happened in Bryant Denny.
Deflected, incomplete. And Louisiana Monroe will take over. Yeah. Bama with no way of stopping the clock. And the Warhawks, who appear now on the field, coming away with one of the biggest wins.
Yeah. All right. You get the picture.
Can I ask
Louisiana
a quick question?
Monroe beat us in 2007.
I knew that
I
one
heard
was
you
on there.
Bo.
I knew that one was on there. Well, I was laughing because I knew, because I think I had three. The 2012 NFC Championship game. Did that make it?
Yep.
The 2008 SEC Championship game. And then that one. So, is the other one the Mike Patrick game with the Britney Spears?
Yes, it was. It was right before the clip we played was the Mike Patrick cut, which we didn't play, but we need to actually probably get to that. All those absolute daggers, man. Daggers.
Who was the other one?
The 24-2 loss against the Giants in the 11 playoff.
God, that brutal. Game was awful.
Brutal.
Cold, windy, and just bad football for us.
Agreed.
All right, we should stop the bleeding right now because we've got the wake-up call coming up next. 404-726-0929. Go ahead and ask your questions about this Falcons film that Mike and Bo have been studying. Maybe I spoke too soon because I do want you to call in and give us your Georgia-Bama predictions on how much Georgia's going to win by this
weekend. What's the confidence level? That's what I want to know. Georgia fans, what's the confidence level? Because I'm not even sure what mine is yet on the other side. We'll see.
Yeah, he's going to give us his confidence level as Bama comes to Athens. 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. A wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.